The 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 to 34. The apostles rejoined Jesus and told him all they had done and taught. Then he said to them, "You must come away to some lonely place, all by yourselves, and rest for a while." For there were so many coming and going that the apostles had no time even to eat. So they went off in a boat to a lonely place where they could be by themselves. But people saw them going, and many could guess where. And from every town they all hurried to the place on foot and reached it before them. So as he stepped ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he took pity on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he set himself to teach them at some length.
It is the dead of night. The apostles, sent out by Jesus in pairs to evangelize, have returned to Capernaum and are startled when Jesus quietly enters the house where they are staying. He greets them, they share a meal, and then he says to them, "Tell me now what you have done." Simon Peter is the first to speak. "I went with Philip into the country at Bethsaida, and we evangelized and cured a sick boy." "In actual fact, it was Simon who cured him," says Philip, who does not wish to ascribe to himself a glory not belonging to him. Simon Peter then says, "Oh Lord, I don't know how I did it. I prayed hard with all my heart because I felt sorry for this little sick boy. I then anointed him with oil, I rubbed him with my coarse hands, and he was cured. And when I saw him colour up and open his eyes, I was almost afraid." Jesus lays a hand on Peter's head without speaking. Thomas says, "John amazed people by expelling a demon, but I had to speak." "Your brother Judas also did it," says Matthew. He's referring to Jesus' cousin, Judas Thaddeus. "Andrew too," says James of Alphaeus. "Simon the Zealot instead cured a leper," says Bartholomew. "Oh, he was not afraid of touching him. And he said to me, 'Be not afraid. By the will of God, no physical disease will affect us.'" "You are right, Simon," says Jesus. "And what about you two?" Jesus asks James of Zebedee and Judas Iscariot, who are a little further away, the latter being all alone and looking sulky. "Oh, I did nothing," says James. "But Judas worked three wonderful miracles, a blind man, a paralytic, and a possessed man who looked like a lunatic to me. But that's what people said." "And why are you pulling such a long face when God has assisted you so much?" Peter says.
"Oh, I can be humble as well," replies the Iscariot.
"And we were the guests of a Pharisee," continues James. "I was rather embarrassed, but Judas knows how to deal with them, and he really appeased the Pharisee. On the first day he was standoffish, but later..." "Is that right, Judas?" And Judas nods without speaking. "Very well," says Jesus, "and you will do better and better. We shall all be together next week. In the meantime, Simon, go and prepare the boats, and you with him, James." The four fishermen leave. The others go downstairs to get their sacks and mantles. After a short while, they return. "Where are we going, Master?" asks Peter. "To Tarichia. It'll be quiet." They leave. Peter sets sail, and two other boats sail in his wake. Nobody speaks. Only when they are in the open lake, when Capernaum disappears in the moonlight and things present a uniform appearance in its silvery dust, Peter says, as if he were speaking to the tiller, "And I am glad. They'll be looking for us, my dear, and they'll not find us." "To whom are you speaking, Simon?" asks Bartholomew. "To my boat. Don't you know she's like a bride for a fisherman? How much I've talked to her. More than Porphyria, that's Peter's wife. Could you not find a place nearby where we may stay in peace? Asks Jesus. Oh, Master, we can leave the boats at Tarichia, and we shall be there at dawn, and we'll go away quickly beyond the ford. Very well, we will do that, says Jesus. When Jesus sets foot on the right bank of the Jordan, a good mile, probably more, from Tarichia, he finds a large crowd waiting for him. His cousins come to meet him with Simon the Zealot. Peter says, Master, the boats have given us away. What are we going to do now? That's the end of our peace, our solitude and our rest. Be good, Simon, be good. We have already had our peaceful days. In any case, I have attained part of what I intended to teach you, to comfort and to calm you. Now let us go to these people who are waiting for us and reward their faith and love. Is their love not a relief too? Hatred grieves us, but there is love here, so it is joy. Peter calms down like a wind that drops suddenly, and Jesus goes towards the crowd of sick people who are waiting for him so anxiously that their desire seems engraved on their faces, and he heals them one after the other, kindly, patiently. Rather than preach, he talks to this or that group, but he is continuously preaching as he resolves doubts, clarifies ideas, and sums up or expands on things already said or concepts only partly remembered by somebody. And the hours go by.